By 1990, no Australian child will be living in poverty.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments.
In the winter of 2015, Australia turned to face itself.
Be the Change, Mondays at noon on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Good afternoon and welcome to Be the Change with Neil Taylor on Yarra Valley FM. It's wonderful to be here this afternoon here with you. I trust that you are all doing well and that managing to survive this craziness and madness that we seem to find ourselves living in at the moment as we struggle to eradicate something we can't see. So, welcome to the show. We are going to have a look at some things you can do to keep positive and things like that over the show. But then we've also got a song of change today, and we'll be listening to and talking about U2's One. And otherwise, we've got a little bit of a mix of different music to listen to, and I'll come back after the first song and just share about U2's One, and then we'll start into our things that you can do to keep yourself amused and keep positive over this lockdown period. All right, Shadowlands, More.
Be the change.
And welcome back. I trust I hope no one's listening was planning on going to Centrelink today. I drove past there about a couple of hours ago, and the queue was, which wasn't standing 1.5 meters apart from each other, I must say, was stretched all the way from the sort of the door of Centrelink over the entrance to the car park there, and all along the sidewalk. So it was quite a long queue. And yes, people weren't standing far apart, and it was quite funny to see everyone sort of ignoring that and just standing as close as possible before they can get inside. Anyway, I would suggest if you can to use the web, but apparently that's even struggling under the weight of its excessive use at the moment. I don't think our government is terribly prepared for what's been going on. You would have thought that they would have had a little bit more plans and contingencies for some of the stuff. To me, it just seems like they're making it up as they go along, which doesn't seem to be very smart, considering that they could also learn from some of the stuff that's been happening overseas. Anyway, one of the scary things is I've just discovered this last couple of days that a number of the high schools in the Yarra Ranges have not had soap in the bathrooms at all. In fact, apparently for years now, it's quite a common practice not to have soap in the bathrooms. And given the light of the current situation where we're being encouraged to wash our hands constantly, they've not had soap. And a couple of the high schools have only just installed soap. And even to the point where there's been a couple of high schools identified that don't have running water in the bathrooms for you to wash your hands. Now, I'm not going to name the schools, but I know there's probably people out there going, oh, that's my school, I know about that. I just think it's disgusting. What you need to do, I think, in this case, is not only complain to the school, I would also complain to the local members, you know, whether it's James Molino or anyone like Cindy McLeish. Get on them and complain to them about it, and maybe even let the Yarra Rangers Council know, because it just seems it's disgusting. And not only that, it just seems a basic human right is being violated there by not having clean running water to wash your hands after you go to the toilet. And in fact, some of the kids I've been talking to have been telling me they won't even use the toilets at some of the high schools because they're so disgusting. You know, they would rather wait and go when they get home, or hold it all day or whatever, I don't know. But I don't know. I think in the light of the virus and things like that, it's a bit silly. I know the schools are about to shut down and closed for who knows how long, but I just thought it was interesting that just up until this point they've not had soap, even though we've been encouraged to wash our hands. Anyway, all right, today's song of change is U2 and the song One. And there's a fair bit of information about it, so let me start. It's from 1992, and it was the third track from their album Octong Baby. Well, the song actually came out on their album in 91, and it was released as the record's third single in February 92. What's interesting is a bit of the story behind it. And so during the album's recording sessions at Hansa Studios in Berlin, October 1990, conflict arose between the band members over the direction of U2's sound and the quality of their material, with those tensions almost growing to the point where they almost prompted the band to break up. Ultimately, a breakthrough in the sessions was achieved, and apparently while jamming on a song called Sick Puppy, an early version of Mysterious Ways, the band tried different chord progressions for the bridge. The jam stopped and The Edge, I love that, that's the guy's name, The Edge, tried playing them alone on an acoustic guitar as everyone was trying to decide if they were any good. At the suggestion of producer Daniel Lanoy, The Edge played two separate sections sequentially. The band liked the way it flowed and decided to play it to try and play it together. Speaking of the improvisation, The Edge said, "Suddenly something very powerful was happening in the room." He added, "Everyone recognized it was a special piece. It was like we'd caught a glimpse of what the song could be." Soon afterwards, the band had developed the piece of music into One. And Bono was quoted as saying that the lyrics just fell out of the sky, a gift. The concept was inspired by the band members' fracturing relationships, the German reunification, and Bono's skepticism of the hippie idea of oneness. Bono apparently later sent a note to the Dalai Lama, declining an invitation to a festival called Oneness that was incorporating a line from the song One But Not the Same. Bono was quoted as saying, "There was melancholy about, but it was also there was also strength. One is not about oneness, it's about difference. It's not the old hippie idea of all let's live together. It is a much more punk rock concept. It's anti-romantic. We are one, but not the same. We get to carry each other. It's a reminder that we have no choice." I'm still disappointed when I hear people hear the chorus line, when people hear the chorus line as "got to," rather than "we get to carry each other." Like it or not, the only way out of here is if I give you a leg up on the wall and you pull me up after you. There's something very unromantic about that. One was released as a benefit single, with proceeds going towards AIDS research. The song topped the Irish singles charts, the Canadian RPM top singles chart, and the US Billboard album Rock Tracks and Modern Rock Tracks charts. It also peaked at number 3 in New Zealand, number 4 in Australia, number 7 in the UK singles chart, and number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. In promotion of the song, the band filmed several music videos, although they weren't very happy with any of them until the third one was created. The song was acclaimed by critics upon its release, and it has since been featured in polls of the greatest songs of all time. U2 has performed one at most of their tour concerts since the song's live debut in 92, and it has appeared on many of the band's concert films. In a live setting, one is often used by the group to promote human rights or social justice causes, and the song lends its namesake to Bono's charitable organisation, The One Campaign. In 2005, U2 re-recorded the song as part of a duet with R&B recording artist Mary J. Blige on her album The Breakthrough. Rolling Stone magazine called the song a radiant ballad, noting that few bands can marshal such sublime power, but it is just one of the many moments on October Baby when we're reminded why, before these guys were the butt of cynical jokes, they were rock and roll heroes, as they still are. Niall Stokes of Hot Press gave an enthusiastic review of the song, calling it one of the album's tracks whose potency defies evocations. Stokes said the song, both the initial and repeated listens, seems transcendent, a magnificent synthesis of elements, words and music, rhythm and instrumentation arrangement and intonation combined to create something that speaks a language beyond logic, a definite language of emotional truth. He's going on to say that the melody was reminiscent of Led Zeppelin, and the vocals evoked memories of Al Green and the Rolling Stones circa Sympathy for the Devil. Stokes could not single out what made the song so utterly inspirational, but said it was soul music that avoids the obvious cliches of the genre and cuts to the core. At 92, Axl Rose told R.I.P. magazine, "I think their song One is one of the greatest songs ever written. Now I can see and understand why people were into U2 years ago." Anyway, it goes on to say One has been sort of voted one of the greatest songs of all times. Rolling Stone placed the song at number 36 of the 500 greatest songs of all time. A special edition of Q magazine in 2003 named one of the greatest songs of all time. VH1, the TV show, ranked the song second on its list of greatest songs of the 90s, and voters in an April 2006 poll named the song as having the UK's number one lyric, "One life with each other, sisters and brothers." Readers of Q voted the fifth greatest song in history, and on December 2006, One was announced by BBC Radio 1 to be the 35th highest selling single of 2006 in the UK. The collaboration was also nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals in 2006. And this is a little funny thing to add here. In late 2006, a Bank of America employee sang One with lyrics modified to refer to the Bank America and MBNA merger. The video subsequently became an internet phenomenon. Universal Music Group, the copyright owner of the song, posted a cease and desist letter directed at Bank of America in the comments section of Stereo Gum, one of the blogs that posted the video. So there you go. Anyway, enjoy. This is U2 and One.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? Never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. Oh,
I can imagine at this stage that everyone is sort of thinking about what the best things for them to do during the sort of lockdown period that we're going to be going into. And I can say that from my own feelings that it can be quite daunting and quite, confronting. So, a couple of things I just wanted to add to that was that I'm going to go through some things that you can do to make you feel better, but I just came across an article before coming on air that was saying that in Queensland, for example, a number of the charities that usually are working with homeless people have had to shut down because of this lockdown and because of the lack of food inaccessible, that there are now people who are on the streets in Queensland, and I'm sure this is happening down here as well, because the same thing is happening, who are losing, not eating for 2 to 3 days at a time. So, it's quite a scary time. I'll say some more about that afterwards. Anyway, just a few things what you can do to some actions to help you get through and sort of help you get through some of this period of time. First one is, make a plan to help you keep calm and stay in contact. So maybe sit down with the family, maybe make a plan. Number two, enjoy washing your hands. I know it can be quite daunting, but enjoy washing your hands. And then as you're doing it, kind of think about everything those hands do for you. What they actually allow you to do, what you can do, because I think we really take for granted the fact that we have these amazing things at the end of our arms that allows us to manipulate and do so much. So anyway, as you're washing your hands, make sure you remember all they do. Take 5 minutes, maybe a day, take 5 minutes a day just to sit still and breathe, just sit still, be in the moment, breathe. You're going to get through all this. If you've got some home projects that you've got to do, now is a perfect time to do them. So make a progress on any of these little projects. Maybe that's, you got to build the kids a cubby house, or you had to paint a room, or, clear some of the clutter. You could maybe do that. Got plenty of time to do it now, and there's some good opportunities for you to do it. Now, this next one is a really tough one, I know, at the moment, but it's one that I think is incredibly important. You need to find some positive stories in the news and share these with others. I think as a family, if you can share some of the positive stories that are happening with your family, particularly children, because I do know how much children pick up and on the anxiety that of people, particularly the parents, who may be feeling anxious and worried about what's going on. Kids, can pick up on it. And young adults, teenagers and stuff also are quite aware of what's happening, and they are also quite anxious. It's quite a scary proposition to, live in this sort of amazing time of our lives. Anyway, the next one, connect with nature. Go sit in the backyard. It might be a nice time to go and sit there and just be very quiet and listen to the birds singing. They're not worried about the old COVID-19. But just go listen to the birds, maybe any of the other animals, insects, and the wind through the trees blowing, all that sort of thing. Just go and spend some time with nature. Or go call a loved one. Now's the perfect time to either Facebook them or, if you've got Apple, you could, do a connect with them and do a face-to-face video sort of thing and connect with people, or even just call them on the phone and catch up and then really listen to them and just sort of share what's happening to them and find out what's going on with them at this time. Because don't forget, they'll be in the same boat as you and feeling the same way. How about rediscovering some of your favorite music that lifts your spirits? Now's a good time to maybe dust up those LPs that have been sitting in the back corner that you haven't listened to since you were in your 20s or even as a teen, or go get those singles out. Go and listen to some music and even go and listen to them digitally or whatever. I don't care. Just go and have rediscover some of that music that really inspired you as a young person or even inspires you now, listen to it. You know, take some time just to sit there and chill and enjoy the music and let it wash over you. Now, this one is a very tough one. And I suppose a lot of people who probably my age, the sort of the Gen X generation and younger, would be going, oh, that's really tough. How am I supposed to do that? But try and have a tech-free day. You know, turn your iPhones off. Turn your iPads off. Turn your computers off. Turn the TV off. Turn the radios off. No technology all through the day. Just try and have a screen-free day, where it's probably to say better to have a screen-free day than a tech-free day, because, you know, if you wanted to microwave something, that's kind of tech-free, isn't it? So, or even use the fridge. That's technology. So, yeah, try and have a screen-free day. And I guess one of the most important things to remember is that this will pass, and that all feelings and situations pass in time. So, anyway. All right, let's... we've got Bruce Springsteen, Long Time Coming.
Out where the creek turns shallow and sandy, and the moon comes skimming away the stars. When mesquite comes rushing over the hilltops, straight into my arms, straight into my arms. I'm riding hard, caring to catch a rose. I'm going to get birth naked, bury my old soul, and dance on its grave, and dance on its grave. It's been a long time coming, my dear. It's been a long time.
to Be The Change with Neil Taylor, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Okay, a couple more things to do and be grateful for and get some, survive this period of time. How about you sit down and write 10 things you feel grateful for in life and why? It might be interesting to do one time a week to sit down and write what you feel 10 things about grateful for. You might find that the first week you feel grateful for something, and the second, you might feel by the third week or second week or whatever, how long it takes, you might be grateful for toilet paper or something like that. Who knows? Get some good sleep and try to avoid screens. We were talking about iPads and any sort of those devices or iPhones before bed or when waking up. So try and get some really deep, healing sleep. This one is a nice one. I like. How about you learn something new or do something creative? If you have never done something like that, maybe you get just a pen and paper and start drawing or sketching. No one's going to see it. It's just you. Go and draw something that you feel something interests you. Could be the pot of flowers on the table or whatever. Just do something that stimulates you. Or there's lots of other things to do. Being creative too. You could be painting. You could be modeling clay. Whatever. There's all sorts of things to be creative. Photography. Take your camera, sit out the back and take some photos of the house or take some photos of your family and just be creative about it. this one is easily said but very hard to do. Put your worries into perspective and then try to let them go. I think if we could all do that, it would be a huge difference in the world, but it is a very hard thing to do, isn't it? Stay hydrated, eat healthier food, and boost your immune system. I know there are stacks of memes and things going around at the moment saying, if you do this and, wash and gargle your mouth out with salt water every 5 minutes or something like that, it'll help you avoid the virus. But it's true. If you have a good immune system and if you get some good food, it should definitely help you boost your immune system. Notice 5 things that are beautiful in the world around you. Now, if your world has been reduced to your house and your backyard and things like that or whatever, notice 5 things that are really beautiful in the world. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your reflection. Don't know. But go and find 5 things that are beautiful in the world around you. Find a fun way to do an extra 15 minutes of physical activity. Who knows what you could do there? Go and mow the lawn, go fold the washing, go do some more washing, go do the dishes. That's a bit of our physical activity. Mop the floor, get the kids to mop the floor, whatever. Go and do some jobs that you've been putting off because they're a little bit of an exertion, go and do some 15 minutes of physical activity. And this next one is a very important one too, and I think it's very tough to do. Particularly in when we're looking at others. It says, look for the good in others and notice their strengths. So, remember that as the kids start to go climbing the walls and you might find yourself getting a bit short with them and your spouse or your partner, remember to look good for the good in others and notice their strengths. I'm going to go through a couple more and then we'll go for a song. Get active, even if you're stuck indoors, move and stretch. Immerse yourself in a new book, TV show, or podcast. I mean, that's something I was kind of thinking the other day, is that can you imagine being in 1918? You'd have books and magazines and conversations would be the gist of it. I think radio was around, I'm not sure, back in 1918. But anyway, can you think, we are living in an age now where we have this amazing ability to have the internet and share information and talk to one another over the phones, mobile phones, and internet, and Skype, and all these sort of things. That's just fantastic. So, keep in touch with one another. It's not hard. All right. Bit of garbage now. Milk.
99.1.
All right, only a few more left to go. Do three things of kindness to help others, however small. You know, and that's something you could maybe encourage the kids to do with each other, and maybe you with your spouse or partner. So do three things, acts of kindness. Do three acts of kindness to help others, however small. And that might include your neighbour, you know, who might need grocery shopping or mail brought in, you know, or whatever. Take a small step towards an important goal. Do some online learning, you know. Read that manual that you've been avoiding. If you've got some assignments to do whatever, achieve, go and do those. You know, make a small step for those. You don't have to spend hours and days doing them. Contact a neighbour or friend and offer to help them. I know that's going to be tough in this sort of climate, but you might be able to help them just by giving them a call and saying hello and seeing how they're doing. Respond positively to everyone you interact with. Oh, man, I think this one is incredibly important at the moment. There is so much angst around at the shops and, you know, you go through drive-thru at McDonald's or whatever. I just think there's so much angst in the shops and the services at the moment. People are just so really caught up on survival mode and dealing with sort of the issues as they come through that I think we're all so, you know, snappy and snarky with each other. In fact, I had a guy yesterday at the McDonald's in Lilydale who had a go at me, and I was just trying to have a quick chat. He made a comment about something. I thought I'd help clarify and talk to him about something, but he just was, he got angry with me and accused me of, you know, I'm going to get a virus. You're going to infect me and all these sort of things. And I just had to laugh. Sad. Make time for self-care. Do something kind for yourself. Very important. I think if you can do something kind for yourself, you know, maybe make a haircut or whatever. Do something, some time for self-care. And that could just be being quietly, being alone. Thank three people you're grateful to and tell them why. Maybe it's time to ring your old friends or your family, your mum and dad or something like that, and just say, how grateful you are for their help all those years and for what they've done for you, and to tell them that. Share what you are feeling and be willing to ask for help. Now, that's a tough one. I know that people really struggle with that one, being able to say, hey, listen, I'm really struggling here, need some help. But it's important to be able to do that, and I really hope that you can do that. Play a game that you enjoyed when you were younger. Dust off Twister and play that with your kids. You know, get down on the floor and put your hand on orange and your right leg on red or whatever. Go do something and go play a game that you enjoyed when you were kids. Introduce your kids to things like old school games, like I'm thinking of things like Monopoly and Mousetrap and all those sort of things. I know you can get new versions of them. I mean, Battleships, the original Battleships, you know. Send a letter or message to someone you can't be with. Write an old school letter and send it to someone. Wow, think of that. Because the postal services are still running, so maybe you could write a letter to someone and send them. And lastly, you could make some plans to meet up with others again later in the year. Maybe talk to your friends and set a date to go and catch up with them, October at some cafe or something like that. All right, let's go to one more song, and then I'll come back and I'll leave you with a quote.
Oh,
listening to Be The Change with Neil Taylor right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And I'm going to leave you with a quote today from Viktor Frankl. And Viktor Frankl was a gentleman from World War II that was interned in Auschwitz. He's quoted as saying, "Everything can be taken from us, but one thing, the freedom to choose our attitude in any given set of circumstances." Everything can be taken from us, but one thing, the freedom to choose our attitude in any given set of circumstances. Have a think about that. Hopefully you might catch you next week. We'll see how we go.